the in-depth on KSL. The state law to limit children's use of social media might look a little different than what you first heard a year ago. Senator Mike McKell now says minors will be able to have accounts without parental consent. The difference is that these companies won't be able to use the information they get to push algorithms. Okay, look, joining us live is Tara Anderson, a managing partner at Framework Security. So can you explain how these companies like Facebook and TikTok and Instagram have to change their back end to meet Utah's new law and avoid exploiting children?
Hi there, Jeff. And yes, thank you for having me on. You know, I think this is just par for the course and runs alongside many different industries, such as e-commerce that has PCI compliance or healthcare that adheres to HIPAA compliance. This would be compliance for our big tech companies that have social media applications. And to answer your question, Jeff, I don't think it'll be a huge overhaul, meaning anything major on the development side or the back end or even on the interface. It may be adding a simple user profile for children that are 18 years and younger or under 18 years old.
So what would the social media companies, and I really appreciate you explaining this, what would be the social media companies be banned from doing under this new law?
Yeah, that's a great question. As I'm understanding it now, and as you mentioned, there have been significant changes to the law that, you know, from where it began as a bill. They would be essentially banned from collecting certain data from minors, from allowing like the infinite scrolling that happens now. The algorithms will also be limited. And my understanding is, you know, you can use an algorithm for bad purposes. We'll just call them for untechnical terms, addictive purposes, or you may use them for good. I would call addictive purposes being serving up more and more of the same negative content or echo chambers of negativity. Essentially capturing too much information for minors through these algorithms. But, you know, I would like to see an algorithm just designed slightly differently to connect people of like interest, to promote positive messages and really restrict what we are capturing from minors. I don't think that data needs to be collected. And my biggest concern would be a security breach should this data be compromised.
Are these companies going to comply, or are they just going to ignore the law and say, let's do a lawsuit, good times?
You know, it'll be interesting for us all to watch, but I think by and large, they're going to be forced to comply, you know, like the other industries that I mentioned that have compliance, you know, in place, such as PCI and HIPAA. There's also state mandates around consumer privacy currently, you know, 15 different states. So it would be very similar to that, where they will be required to show a reporting mechanism around how they're restricting the use of minor data, how they're allowing for parental controls. And this can be done alongside many of the other compliance pieces that they're already adhering to as far as cybersecurity, privacy, and their own industry compliance.
But for the moment, what we have to do is hope for the best and wait for October 1st when the new law takes effect. Tara, thank you so much. We appreciate you providing some background and some insight. Tara Anderson, a managing partner at Framework Security.